The next item is the Federation Philosophy at Work, Transforming Dreams into Reality Through Our Jernigan Institute. We have with us this morning a gentleman who has been a longtime leader of the National Federation of the Blind. He served as our affiliate president in Georgia. He's been a member of the board of directors of the National Federation of the Blind. He has committed his energy, time, and imagination to our movement. Our friend, our colleague, our executive director for the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, here's Anil Lewis.
Good morning, National Federation of the Blind. Good morning. Beautiful. Give me a quick minute while I take my notes outside of my Blind Ambition book, authored by Everly Harrison. I have a couple of notes here. I have one of the last few copies. No one can have it. What an awesome start to a morning, right? See, so I'm so glad I only took a few notes, because I'm going to play with some of that stuff a little bit, if you don't mind. President Riccobono, outstanding presidential report. I hear words like that, and I'm so proud to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind. The work that we do is phenomenal, and I'm so happy that the transition of leadership is going so well. Little did I know, back in 1999, when you and I attended our first leadership seminars, the Three Strikes Seminarians, that we would both be here sharing this dais and such. Dedicated, committed roles. So Dr. Maurer, thank you for your mentorship, and Mr. Riccobono, thank you for your friendship and your leadership. I am filled with hope, energy, and love by participating in the National Federation of the Blind. Because my expectations are raised, my contributions make a difference to myself and to others, and I can celebrate the accomplishment of my dreams with my Federation family. I have a dream job. The job I have allows me to impact the lives of blind people really around the world in a really positive way. And I thank all of you for allowing me to have this job. Little did I know when I accepted the position of executive director of the Jernigan Institute, would I be challenged so. My expectations have sincerely been raised. Stephen Covey, in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, has as habit 5, seek to understand and then seek to be understood. I've been working this past year to seek to understand the inner workings of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, and I must admit that my predecessor, Mr. Mark Riccobono, made this look so much easier than it really is. But luckily for me, he left a dynamic team for me to work with to make sure that I can continue to help blind people live the lives they want. And I want to take a quick minute to go through that team, because so much work that they do does not get recognized, and it wouldn't be appropriate for me to stand up here and take credit for all the work that we're doing. I'll start with our education team. You know Natalie Shaheen. I call her Coach. Phenomenal young lady that just transforms when she gets into a classroom into an outstanding teacher. She's supported by Jennifer Wenzel, who actually authors a lot of the work for our Braille Reading Pals and Early Explorers program. We've recently been joined by Maya Jones, which is a great administrative support person who anticipates the needs and gets stuff done in a very professional fashion. Now, this dynamic team is responsible for our Braille program. Braille is beautiful. Had to do it. And all of the other programs that make sure that kids get Braille as early as possible, they get access to a cane as early as they get access to their shoes. And we recognize that this is important if we want to create fully independent young people. So my hat's off to that tremendous team. I would talk about the STEM2U. President Riccobono has already mentioned that in his presidential report. And the following presenter will do much more for that program than I could ever begin. So I'm looking forward to his presentation. My access technology team, or our access technology team, you're probably aware that Ann Taylor is now on loan at Microsoft. I made sure they understood that she's only on loan. But here we have a dynamics team. She was only 1/4 of a dynamic team of the Access Tech staff. Claire Van Yerven, Amy Mason, and our new employee, Carl Blanger, are doing a great job of making sure that the Access Tech, what is it? How does that one go? Assisted technology, I forget the rhythm, sorry. When the CD comes out, I'll stand up and get it all together. And I've really been impressed, and I tell people when they come to visit the center that this is really the focus, the central hub of the knowledge around accessibility. And I continue to work to build that knowledge. And we'll be talking a little bit about that more later, how I would like to expand our footprint. Our Jacobus Timbrook Research Library is led by Anna Kresmer, and Tim Jones is her support person. These two dynamic individuals are doing a great job of, because a world-class research and training institute deserves a world-class research library. The National Federation of the Blind administers the National Library Service Braille Transcription Certification Program. That's under the direction of Jennifer Dunham. I'm sorry. And she's supported by Trisha Tatum and our own in-house Louis Braille, Mr. Steve Booth. How many certified Braille transcriptionists are in this room? Okay, we're going to have to work on that. Our independence market. Now, this is really interesting. I go to some of the state conventions, and they don't know where to get Braille playing cards. I know a place. They don't know where to get Braille games to keep the people attending convention informed and entertained. I know a place. It's the NFB Independence Market, and that's led by Ms. Ellen Ringline, and she's supported by Brenda Rollins. Our Jacobus Timbrook Law Symposium and all our efforts around the Help America Vote Act would not be the phenomenal events that they are if it were not for Ms. Luann Blake, a team of one who does a phenomenal job. The group that I always under-recognize, and I would be in big trouble if I didn't mention them, is our community relations team, my employee, Ms. Patricia Maurer. I love being her boss. And Jen White do a great job of not only just doing the volunteers, running the PAC plan, but all the little nuanced things that it takes to make sure that the Institute runs properly. And by the way, you guys are here for a whole week. I hope that you're documenting this for your donated services forms. I'm just saying. A person who I've come to really respect her passion and commitment early on in the organization, although we have really been trying to carve out this space for us as an organization, has been responsible for coordinating our Bid for Equality, our Giving Tuesday efforts, our Dot Dash, and our convention exhibit hall, my administrative assistant, Ms. Raquel Manuel. Again, this is the team of the Jernigan Institute. And all of us, I mentioned Luann Blake was a team of one, but she's really part of a broader team. And we're part of a broader team yet still, the team of the staff of the National Federation of the Blind. And I would like to, for all of you, give everyone a big applause. Especially my hats off to John Bergen for not only just the convention coordination, but we broke a world's record, and that didn't come easy. I still have my little wristband on. I'm going to wear it till it falls off, and then I'll put it with my umbrella. Who knew there would be so much joy in raising an umbrella? So, about this job that I have. You know, as President Riccobono said, I came up through the ranks as a chapter president, an affiliate president, board member, and I had the opportunity to work with our organization in a real way that I could put hands on hands. And you know I'm a big hugger, because I recognize that the power of the Federation lies in our membership, and so does President Riccobono. The difficulty of this job is I'm managing managers, and although they're a dynamic team of individuals, it is still so inward-facing that it's so refreshing to be here at Convention Assembled, to really be able to put hands on hands and get hugs, so I can make sure that my day-to-day is valued, and I recognize that the people I interact with here this week are the reason that I get up every morning and go to work with a smile on my face. So thank you guys for allowing me to share with you this week. President Riccobono, and I'm sure others have used this term before, but it resonated with me when he said it in one of his presentations. He recognizes that the power of the Federation is in its members, and we share what he refers to as a bond of faith. And I make sure that I value that faith in what I do, and I hope that the things that I do reflect well not only on me, but on the organization itself. So to that end, I go back to an old adage, which I always add to Dr. Maurer. We're doing wonderful things in the Institute, but what's next? Well, I'm gonna tell you, I fancy myself not so much a dreamer, but a dream builder. I was very pleased to work with Dr. Maurer because he's a dreamer. I'm extremely pleased to work with Mr. Riccobono because he's a dreamer. Who else would have dreamt up how to break a world's record at a convention? And luckily, there are other dream builders with John Bergen, Paul Ficarro, et cetera, the whole logistics team, Tammy Helm, which made this dream a reality. So we must all be dreamers. And we must dream bigger than we have ever before. So I've spent this year trying to seek to understand. Let me take a quick minute to seek to be understood. Something very moving happened to me recently. Before I found the Federation, I was active with an organization called the Retinitis Pigmentosa Foundation, which is now the Foundation Fighting Blindness. I recently presented at one of their meetings, and it's been so long since I went, because I fell away from this organization because I wanted to do more around human services and not focus my whole life on just waiting on a cure. So when I went back to the Foundation Fighting Blindness organization, I went in with a mindset, a Federation mindset, one of independence, one of full participation. And my first event was a support group for baby boomers. Yes, I'm a baby boomer. And I was sitting there, and the thing that was so powerful is there was one young lady that said, "I don't use my cane because I don't want to be treated any differently." Now, this is what I was used to, and this is what I kind of ran away from. But then one gentleman in the room said, "Wait a minute, you need to understand that you're being treated differently because you're not using a cane." I'm like, wow, things have changed. This is new here, right? They're finally getting what I really... And he began to explain how when he did not use his cane, he would be confused as being drunk or on drugs. And I'm going to check your reaction to this. And he said, "Now that I use my cane, I can get all kinds of help." Right, exactly. And I was like, so close. He was so close. You know, I mean, just all kinds of help. Not now I'm able to do all kinds of things independently. He was so the epiphany I had is I was there. When he said that, I remembered I was there. I don't know how I got where I am now, but I was there. And many of us have been there. But we get this wonderful, beautiful thing that the Federation offers us, and we forget sometimes that it was a journey to get here. So I've been focusing my time and energy, remembering how I got from there to here. I don't know the appropriate gender analogy, but I'll just say I want to be a Harriet Tubman and bring more blind people across that Mason-Dixon line to independence. We have to work to build greater independence for the blind. We have to make sure that we do this in a respectful fashion. We have to remember that we were there. And in order to do that, we have to put our minds together and dream bigger. And with those dreams, they have to be focused on our philosophy, because that's what got me from there to here, the Federation philosophy, believing in the full capacity of the blind, full responsibility in our participation. How do we do that with the Institute? President Riccobono and I have been talking about some creative ideas, so let's talk about briefly. This is a framework, and I'm counting on each and every one of you to be proactive in reaching out to me and tell me where you fit in this dream puzzle. We want to put together a research committee. We have individuals with talent and ability, with PhDs and doctorates, et cetera, in research in all facets, but we lose them to other entities because we don't give them a hub where they can exercise those talents. The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute will be that hub, and it will be focused around this research committee. If you have those bona fides, that talent, come to us. We need your skill. A lot of people come to the Federation to get blind people to participate in their research projects. You see them. The list has been bombarded by them. Why should we be giving this away for free, for one? And why should we be giving this away without us being able to take ownership of the information that comes out of it? So from now on, look for when you see those emails or requests around research for participation, the NFBJI research tag that will be accompanying those. So you'll know that that research is endorsed, supported, and encouraged by the National Federation of the Blind. We're working to create opportunities to get blind people in those user groups. Here again, another way that we've been taken advantage of because people know that we're readily available. I've been telling people who come to us with research projects that we offer you more than just blind people. We offer you blind people that are otherwise independent. So much research is done when they get the token blind person that doesn't have a skill set involved in the research. And what you do is you create things that are not something that creates independence. It's a substitute for good training. When I was younger, my mom made sure I learned my multiplication tables before she let me even touch a calculator, lest I would have been dependent on technology and not be truly independent. Web accessibility is powerful. You see in the presidential report so many of our litigation and our growing partnerships around the evaluation and production of accessible websites. Again, an opportunity for people to get paid. If you have a bent, if you have a desire to learn about how to conduct accessible website evaluations, we need to know who you are. We're going to provide that training, get more blind people in the space of making sure that the websites are accessible for us. Again, this is important because if you get someone who's not skilled or is not a valid user of that in a non-visual fashion, we won't get true accessibility. We need true accessibility. What is going to be new in the education space? I don't know. I'm a dream builder. I'm waiting on the dreams. You guys come to us with the dreams. I pitched an idea that was built on existing knowledge to our Maryland Rehabilitation Agency, and I'll be pushing this information out to the other affiliates to see if you're interested in trying to get your rehab agencies to participate as well. Under the reauthorization of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, there's a significant amount of attention placed on transition age youth. So we framed a trio of transition services that the Federation will be willing to administer and operate on a state level if we can get affiliate buy-in so that we can really impact the lives of blind transition age youth through mentoring, which we know is already working, through interacting with successful blind adults, which we know is the key, and providing high expectations for our blind youth to really reach the true heights that we know that they can. And we'll build on our existing experience to make sure that we create opportunities that don't currently exist to them today. I've been approached by Mr. David Pillisher of eBrailler. He's developed a product. It's the Cosmo and BERT product. You're familiar with this, are you? Well, we're hoping to become more familiar with it. We're going to kick the wheels on this device. Essentially, what it allows a person to do is a qualified, highly trained teacher of blind students can work remotely out of any location and supplement. This is why it's key that we get involved, because others would think that it's a substitute, and there is no substitute for a qualified, trained teacher of blind students. Amen. So we will complement their desire to impact those students' lives by allowing them to teach those students who unfortunately only have access to an itinerant teacher for 1 hour a week. You can't become as proficient as you need to be in using Braille if you don't have proper engagement from a qualified teacher. And we're going to make sure that we do that, not, let me clarify, to the exclusion of making sure that we need to increase the number of qualified teachers of blind students in this country, and we'll be working on that. President Rick Abono has made it very clear, not only do we need to work on getting qualified teachers of blind students, we need more administrators in that blindness profession. We need more principals. We need more. I remember when I won my scholarship in 2002, the best scholarship class ever. There's a young lady there, she's blind, and she said she wanted to be the Secretary of Education. That's what we need to be focusing on, building that space so that we have a presence. Employment. That's where I cut my teeth. I have demonstrated, and I'll be in my normal fashion arrogant about it, a demonstrated expertise in employment. I wasn't born with it, though. When I came to the Federation, I met a gentleman by the name of Jim Gashel. He talked to me about the Federation philosophy. He talked to me about Social Security work incentives, and he allowed me to gain the expertise and knowledge to help hundreds of blind people find competitive, integrated employment. And it's all because our philosophy works. Our philosophy of high expectations, our philosophy of full participation, our philosophy of personal responsibility works. And not only does it work, it puts people to work. And that's what we're going to be doing in a new creative way in the Jernigan Institute. President Riccobono is a dreamer, and thank God that he is. I fancy myself a dream builder, and I hope that there are others out there with me that are focusing on using their talents to build dreams as well. I'm part of the team, and I hope that you're part of the team, because it's only through what we do as a collective entity that will help us dream bigger. And when we dream bigger, we will also, through our love, hope, and determination, transform those bigger dreams into reality. Let's go build a federation.